Iran's oil minister has blamed the decline in oil prices on oversupply in the market. Bijan Namdarzangana says it's up to OPEC members to change the current production levels. On Friday, oil ministers from the 12-member organization will meet to discuss the issue. Saudi fighter jets continue dropping bombs on Yemen in the latest round of airstrikes. The northwestern city of Sada and its surroundings came under heavy bombardment. Earlier, a residential building was hit north of the capital, Sana'a. Warplanes also pounded Sada province and the southern city of Taiz. The UN Security Council's backed Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's call for a new humanitarian pause to fighting in Yemen. The council said the truce is needed to allow aid to reach the Yemeni people. The Security Council urged the warring sides to engage in UN-brokered peace talks. The fighters of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, have made fresh gains against al-Qaeda-linked militants. The force has seized four hilltops from Nusra Front along the border with Syria. Hezbollah and the Syrian army launched an offensive against the militants in Syria's Al-Amun region last month. ISIL terrorists have closed the gates of a dam in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. The move has lowered the level of the Euphrates River and cut water to areas east of Anbar's provincial capital. Officials warn cutting water to these regions could lead to a major humanitarian crisis. Israel is preparing to demolish a village in the occupied West Bank after an Israeli court rejected a petition by Palestinians against the order. Israel plans to build a settlement at the site of Susia village. Susia houses some 300 Palestinians. The world considers Israel's settlement activities illegal. The European Parliament has barred two senior Russian diplomats from having free access to its premises. The move is in retaliation for Russia's recent travel ban on 89 European politicians and military officials. Reports say the blacklisted Russians are Moscow's ambassador to the EU and unnamed diplomat. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada has criticized the country's decades-long residential school system for Aboriginals. The commission described the policy of requiring First Nations children to attend Christian schools as cultural genocide. It said the state-funded schools have robbed over 150,000 Aboriginal children of their native cultures.